This is WKSU News. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Ohioans will go to the polls on May 8th to vote on Issue 1. It's the plan to change the way congressional districts are drawn in Ohio. The state is considered one of the most gerrymandered in the U.S. Issue 1 creates a bipartisan process for redrawing districts. Catherine Turser is executive director of Common Cause Ohio, one of the groups that, along with lawmakers, came up with the plan. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So why did we need to change the way Ohio citizens are represented in Washington?
So what we know about right now is that one party does the map making. And this, you know, it can be a Democratic Party, it can be a Republican Party. It doesn't really matter. What happens is one party marginalizes the other. And so what happened in 2011 is that, in fact, the Republicans were in charge and they marginalized the Democratic Party. So there, in fact, are 12 Republican seats and 4 Democratic seats. And what's really sad about that is, you know, we know from public records that the map makers said, hey, these are the seats. These are the 12 Republicans ones. These are the 4 Democratic ones. And cycle after cycle, that prediction that those map makers made was absolutely correct. And in fact, these seats are so incredibly safe that in 2016, the average was, you know, win by an incumbent was 36 points. It's incredibly hard to hold these folks accountable.
What will Issue 1 do to change the gerrymandering that we have?
Issue 1 has bipartisan mapmaking. Issue 1 includes greater transparency so that, in fact, there are good public hearings. There's an opportunity between the hearings so that people can actually participate. And this becomes important because, for example, in 2011 especially, the kind of shenanigans that they engaged in, like Jim Jordan has a district that like literally it starts kind of in Oberlin, like Lorain County, and it works its way down so that the tail feathers are shaking in Mercer County, which
it looks
is
like
central
a duck.
West. It looks like a duck.
Yeah, the District
and,
4.
And so one of the things that Issue 1 does that I think is really important is that it focuses on bigger building blocks, saying 65 of the 88 counties must be kept whole.
Okay, we have Issue 1 now. Citizens groups, Common Cause, the League of Women Voters, the NAACP, other groups have gotten together and say, "This, we have to do something." You have a compromise. Issue 1, it's on the ballot in May 8th. Do you think that it takes politics out of district drawing? Are you happy with the solution that you came up with?
I just don't like your question.
You don't like the question?
Can I answer slightly differently?
My question is.
Oh no, I understood.
I'm curious. I mean, are you?
Oh, so this is.
Does
this
do you
is,
think? I guess if we break
okay,
the
so,
question up.
Okay, so let's break. So let's break it. Break it up. I think first of all, the state legislature would have paid no mind whatsoever to what is a fundamental flaw in elections, if it hadn't been for voters all over the state of Ohio coming together, a variety of different groups coming together and saying, hey, we're going to collect signatures. We're going to use people power to get these folks to move. And the thing to remember is in 2015, when we passed state legislative redistricting reform, it's like, okay, we did state legislative redistricting reform.
Right. You did it on the state level.
That's right.
Well, it was a little harder for the congressional level.
So what's surprising, I think, for many of us is, well, wait a second. If the state house folks actually believe that state legislative elections should be fairer, why are they not moving on congressional redistricting reform? And there's a real power in moving the state legislature because of citizen action, that the League of Women Voters of Ohio that has worked on this for 40 years was able to get together with a bunch of other organizations and actually move the state legislature to take action, not just once on state legislative redistricting reform, but then on Congress.
Well, my question is, I want to get back to the question.
Okay, let's get back to the question.
Does Issue 1, the compromise that you came up with, take politics out of redistricting?
No, it does not. It is impossible to take politics out of politics. It is possible to establish some good rules. It is possible to establish good transparency. It is possible to invite the public to participate in a more meaningful way. It is possible to make the rules fairer. It is possible to focus on keeping communities together. It is not possible to remove politics from an essentially political life.
Catherine Turser, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
That's Catherine Turser, Executive Director of Common Cause Ohio. I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.